The Humboldt Crabs closed out the 2025 summer season in exciting fashion last weekend, making it all the way to the second annual Pacific Empire League Championship Series. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill at HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Crabs and how they fared in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including news of a young girls' soccer team that is getting some recognition well beyond the North Coast, a new format in store for high school football this fall and what we can expect on opening weekend, how one College of the Redwoods program is thriving after a difficult spring, a new coaching hire at Cal Poly Humboldt, and news of a big community race that will take place later this month. But first up, another exciting summer of Crabs baseball concluded last weekend. The local summer collegiate club qualified for last week's Pacific Empire League Championship Series, but ultimately fell to the Healdsburg Prune Packers, who secured the league title for the second straight year. Game one of the best of three series was played at the Arcata Ballpark, and the host Crabs won 10-8. The series then switched to Healdsburg, with the Packers taking game two 10-2 to set up a true championship showdown last Friday night. The Packers took that game as well, winning 9-4. The Crabs then returned to Arcata for the final two games of the season, splitting with Cal State Peloteros. The Crabs took game one 5-0 before losing game two 8-6. Despite the late disappointment, it was another fun summer at the Arcata ballpark. The Crabs closed out with a record of 39-11, with seven of their losses coming against the high-flying Prune Packers. After the season finale, Crabs manager Robin Guyver handed out the team's annual awards, including Team MVP and Pitcher of the Year. Three of the five award winners were local players, showcasing just how much of an impact North Coast players had on this year's team. Cameron Sewell was named the Team MVP, edging out Keenan Morris, Adam Enyart, and Tyler Howard for the honour. Morris was named the Defensive Player of the Year, while Miles Standish took home the Best Pitcher Award, and Nolan Hamilton was given the Coaches Award. Morris and Standish are both Eureka High graduates, while Hamilton was born in Humboldt County but grew up in Arizona before returning to the North Coast to play for the Crabs this summer. Rounding out the annual awards, Enyart was named the Crabs Offensive Player of the Year after playing a hugely influential role for the team all summer. Elsewhere in local sports, it's been a memorable year so far for a group of young local soccer players. The Eel River Rapids 11U team, which is made up of girls from Fortuna, Ferndale and Eureka, recently won a third straight tournament. In just their second year competing together, last month the young Eel River players took home the championship from the Silver Cup in the Sacramento area, after previously also winning the Rogue Memorial Challenge tournament and the Smash Cup tournament. Remarkably, the Eel River Rapids have lost just once in their last 20 games, going 15-4-1 in that time. And they're far from done just yet, with four more tournaments to play between now and the end of October. Switching gears, the local high school football season will feature a change in format this fall. The season kicks off in 3 weeks, with seven of the nine HDNL varsity teams scheduled to be in action on opening weekend. The first night of the new season sees a pair of all-local matchups, with Hoopa travelling to Crescent City to play Del Norte and Arcata hosting Eureka. This year's Big Four, however, will see some big changes. Instead of playing each other once each in conference play, the four Big Four schools will face off twice each this fall in a home and away format. That means conference play will kick off in early October and will run for 6 weeks, all of which should make for an exciting race for the 2025 championship. The Little Four schools will also play a home and away format, as they have for several years. In local college softball, meanwhile, it's been a good off-season for College of the Redwoods. After the disappointment of having to cancel their season this past spring because of injuries and medical clearance issues, the CR women look set to return with a bang in 2026. Head coach Michaela Harris, who took over the program last summer from Megan Valente, has been busy recruiting this year, adding 15 players to the roster. And that, coupled with 8 returning players, will give Redwoods its biggest roster in several years. Three HoopBall players, Bethany Maston, Diamond Bibancos-Knight, and Julie Bibancos-Knight, and Eureka's Megan Hampton, are all back with the team after freshman seasons in 2024, along with South Fork's Chloe McConnell, who committed to play for the local community college after graduating high school last year. According to Harris, the returning players have been busy honing their skills, and they took full advantage of the extra time this spring, using it to develop their games and work one-on-one with the coaches. In other local college softball news, Cal Poly Humboldt announced this week that longtime coach Kelly Wooden has been added as an assistant coach. Wooden, who joins head coach Megan Correa's staff, brings more than 25 years of softball coaching experience after playing for the University of Oregon in the mid-1990s. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, Health Sport announced this week that it will honor a fallen hero while promoting fitness and fundraising for a worthy cause with a special event later this month. The annual Kevin Ebert Memorial Trail Run, which features 10K and 2-mile events, will be held on Saturday, August 23rd at the Redwood Community Forest in Arcata, and registration is now open. Ebert was a Humboldt County native and Navy SEAL who was killed in action in November 2012, and he was known locally for his adventurous spirit and as a part of the Health Sport community. All proceeds from the event will benefit the North Coast Rape Crisis Team. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.